Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 29th day of the year Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechet Shkalim Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. We continue with the takonis that were made by Beis Din. There were seven takonis that Beis Din made in respect of the Nesachim, in respect of the flour and oil and wine that they had to be brought, and other things as well. And here our Mishnah is up to now takonah 5. The fifth takana, the Beis Din made. Al ha-melach va'al ha-eitzim, sheyehu ha-koinim ne'osim bahan. They said that concerning the salt of Hekdesh property and wood, the timber of Hekdesh property, that the koinim are allowed to make personal use of it, use the salt and use to salt their meat, and to use the wood to cook their meat, to make a fire, etc. They're allowed to do that. In the other site means using the wood to keep warm with the furnace of the Beis HaMoked, when they had a fire going in the Beis HaMoked, that special room, in order to keep warm, that was permitted. However, what type of food are we talking about? We're talking about karbonos. They're allowed to use the wood to cook their karbonos, the meat. They're allowed to use the salted karbonos, the meat. The Beis HaMoked, they're allowed to use that. However, for chulin, for ordinary food that's not kodeshim, even if they're eating it in the Azara, together with the karbonos, no. They have no permission to use the wood or the salt of the Hekdesh property for that. Number six, takana number six. Va'al ha-para shelo yehu moyalin ba'for. Concerning the paratum and the made a takana, that there's no me'ilah, no trespassing, if someone uses, or no one's violating Hekdesh property if they use the ash of the paraduma for their own purpose. Now, min ha-Torah, there is no din of me'ilah anyway with the afar ha-para, with the ashes of the paraduma. It's only the paraduma itself that me'ilah will apply, that you're not allowed to make use of it for your private benefit. And we learn this because it says chatos hi. It is a chatos, but not the efer, the ash afterwards is not a chatos, which means that me'ilah is the aver of using privately, of using using Hekdesh property for yourself, that only applies to the cow, not to the ash. So why does our Mishnah say it's a takana? However, what happened was, Beis Din saw the people tended to be a little bit frivolous with the use of the ashes of the paraduma, and they would use it for other things. They would apply it for medicinal purposes and not for kedusha, not for using it for the... And when that happened, they said, no, now we make a gzera that me'ilah will apply to it, that if you use it, you'll be, you know, it's osur, and one is violating it, and he's called a moil become hektish. However, when Beis Din saw that the Kohenim were there for afterwards, were nervous, and they didn't want to even use it for the right purpose, using it as a method of getting rid of the tumas mace by mixing it with the water and using the ash, because they were so afraid that they might do me'ilah, that they might be trespassing with it. So then they went back to the takana of the Torah, and they said, ain me'ilah, that there's no me'ilah with efer ha-paraduma, like it was min ha-Torah anyway. And that's the sixth takana. Shelo yehu moel vafar. Number seven. Says the Mishnah, Va'al hakinin hapsulois sheyehu bois mishel tzibur. And the seventh takana was in respect of kinin. Now kinin, it means a pair of birds. A person who was a zov or a zov became clean again, they would have to bring a pair of birds, two pigeons or two doves. One would be a chatos, one would be an oiler. Now, if a person was chayv to bring such a carbon, because they had just become out of a zava, they would put money into the shofar, into this basket for kinin, had the word kinin on it. Beis Din would then use money from that to buy kinin and offer it for the owners. Now, Beis Din here made a takana that if, in the event that the kinin were posel, that something happened to their carbon, that instead as a replacement for that, the funding of the replacement would come from Trumas HaLishka, would come from whatever's been taken out of the Lishka, out of that chamber, the office that had the Shkolim in it. That was the Takana, the seventh Takana of Beis Din. A person wouldn't have to be paying it himself. He wouldn't have to contribute another lot of money. It would come from the Trumas HaLishka. Rabbi Yossi says, HaMasapik is HaKinin, Masapik is HaPsulos. He says no. He says that... the one who contracted to supply all the kinin, all the birds, to Hekdesh, and they would make a contract to supply for a certain price with the birds for the kinin for people to use for their kabbonis, and they would arrange with the hakdish a certain price, a certain contract. That person, Masapik is Apsulos, would also, in part of the contract, it would be is they have to make up any kinin that turned out to be posel. So if there was something was wrong with it, they would have to make up for it, and it would not come and would not be funded from the Truma Salishka. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yossi. Perek Shmini, Mishnah Aleph. Kol harukin hanimtsoin b'Yerushalayim tohurin. All saliva found in the streets of Yerushalayim are considered tohur. We're not worried that maybe it came from a zov or a zova, which would be a serious problem, because that would render any man or kelim that came into contact with that saliva tameh. Why? Why don't we worry about it maybe coming from a zova zova? Because we follow the majority. The majority of people would not be a zova or a zova. And even though in other places we are worried about a minority of cases, and we say generally that there was a sophic about saliva, it is tameh, because maybe it's a zova or a zova. In Yerushalayim, they did not make that gzera. Why? Because since people are eating kotshim throughout the city of Yerushalayim, the zovim would be very careful and considerate not to be matame the men of Yerushalayim, and if you saw saliva there, you wouldn't have to worry about it. It would not be coming from them, from a zova or a zova. Chutz mishal shuka elyon, except for the upper market. The upper market in Yerushalayim, that's where you had non-Jewish launderers. And the Chachamim made a gzera, of course, of non-Jewish people that they considered automatically like a zov. And therefore, we are worried that maybe the saliva there would be from a zov, would be from a goy or gosher laundra, and therefore it has it in like the saliva of a zov, and will be tameh, will make things tameh if it comes into contact. Divrei Rabbi Meir, who makes no difference between whether it's Yom Tov time, not Yom Tov time. This is a general statement. He says, in Yerushalayim it's tohor, except for the upper market. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bishari Mesashana, he says, during the rest of the year, not during Yeregel, not during Yom Tov, most of the people are tameh. Therefore, we say, Sheba Emtsa, any saliva found in the middle of the street, tamein, by default, is considered tameh. Because most people are going in the middle of the street, and included amongst them are Zovim and Zovis as well. So there is a concern that maybe indeed it was from a Zov or a Zova. And therefore, it's out of Suffolk, we have to be strict and say tameh. Vishabetz Dodin. But any saliva found on the sides of the road, that would be tohorin. Why? Because then during the rest of the year, people who were tohor would tend to go down the sides of the street, so they should not become tamei. That's during the rest of the year, but not during Yom Tov. Says Rabbi Yossi, however, uvishas haregel. However, during Yom Tov time, when most Jewish people are tohor, because they make themselves tohor to come to the mikdash, sheba emtsa tohorin, any saliva found on the middle of the road is tohor. The shebet's not in tamein, and the opposite. They, those on the sides, are going to be tamei. Why? Shemi pnei shaham shehemu otin, because the people who were tamei would be a minority. Therefore, mistalken l'stod, and they tended to keep to the sides, not to spread their tuma to the people. And the tahirim, who would be in the majority, would have free rein to move more in the middle of the road. And that's why saliva found in the middle of the road is tohor during the Yom Tov period, and on the sides tamei. The halacha is indeed like this opinion, like Rabbi Yossi.